currently 70 degrees now in Roanoke. We have 72 in Danville, 70 in Bedford, and 70 in Lynchburg.
Temperatures climbing. It's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We can only hope. I'm enjoying it. I'm still, you know, sporting shorts, at least for the next couple of weeks.
Well, I mean, it's
going to unless it really dips down.
I mean, don't fall for it. Don't fall for fall. It's all a big lie.
Okay.
We'll be back up into the 80s and 90s
right.
again. So,
all right.
I mean, I think we're supposed to be down into the 40s as our lows by the weekend, right?
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's going to be nice. I'm going to enjoy it, but I'm not going to expect it to last.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
it's time to break out the middle of the road clothes.
Clothes. Okay. Well, I have some of that. I wore sandals today, too.
So we're going to need that for a while. And the hunters in my family always complain about this because it gets nice and chilly. And then when a hunting season gets in full swing, mm-hmm. it goes up to 80 degrees.
Oh, that, yeah, that sucks.
And yeah, that's not good for
because
them.
They wear all that apparel, all that camo.
Well, you just don't have a lot of time to get Mr. or Mrs. Deer to the proper places when it's hot that.
It affects the deer population, I guess, and where they're going and hanging out then.
Yeah, it does. But by Friday, our lows will be 48 degrees.
Wow. Okay.
So highs in mid-70s starting tomorrow, which is, so this is Janet Land weather.
Okay, got it.
So, I like it a lot.
Well, I want it to go down some because I need to go out and finish my retaining wall. In the last couple of weekends, I got a lot going on, but I'm not going out there with 90-degree weather. I just can't.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, if I wasn't doing this job and I had been in it all summer, yeah, no problem, because I did that a year ago. I was in it to the point where one night I didn't hydrate enough and I got cramps in both legs. I had never had both legs at the same time. I thought my legs were going to pop off. They were so cramping. And I mean, I couldn't find the right position. I went down and, I mean, I was desperate. I went down to the kitchen and I was like, took a big tablespoon and I shot it with the mustard.
Oh yeah,
thinking that would I was beyond that. I was
mustard and pickle juice will usually get it done.
Yeah, I was unfortunately beyond it. Made it through obviously, but I swear I felt like my legs were going to explode. So yeah, I'm not working out there
sound
like
pleasant.
That.
No, thank
it
you.
Wasn't. It wasn't pleasant. But I'm welcoming the 70 degree weather, 80s, even low 80s. I'm good with that.
I'm hoping that the garden is going to kind of pick back up. Squash has been doing great. Peppers mm-hmm. have been doing great. The tomatoes, it's really been hard on the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But a British gardener,
yeah,
the ones that have done well for me have been the little tomatoes, like the grape tomatoes,
right.
Or a British gardener harvested 839 tomatoes from a single stem.
Really?
Broke a Guinness World Record.
Jeez, I hope he saved some of those tomatoes and took the seeds out.
I can't believe how many tomatoes are on there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out what kind of tomato it was. I mean, it's obviously a cherry tomato.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to know what brand.
Yeah, no doubt.
It is. Huh. He planted his seeds in March
uh-huh.
and harvested 839 from a single stem. That doubles the single truss record
okay.
of 448.
I'm getting ready to harvest some more potatoes. My potato plant sort of regenerated. I'm surprised. I want to wait until the wife gets back. I don't know enough about potatoes.
You can't mess it up. You just dig them out.
Yeah. They can't, like, get to whatever?
No.
Okay.
You just dig them up. Just dig them up.
All right.
You're good to go.
I have a friend that used to live in Maine, and they would take off. I didn't realize Maine was such a big potato growing state. Harvest time, kids would get like a week or two off.
Oh yeah,
to help get the harvest. I mean, those. You imagine doing that now? Put your iPad down. We're going back out to the field today.
Like nothing.
When I get that for Saturday, I'm not doing it again.
Nothing could be better than for kids to be out putting up hay.
Yep.
And Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. It would be amazing.
We got a text from Jay this morning.
Right.
It says, I don't understand how in the hell people that were in Haiti but somehow ended up on the southern border. There's so much poverty there. How do the people afford the cost of transportation?
Yeah.
Did they sprout wings and fly? No one in the media is asking this question.
That is a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Because you're not going to, you know, I mean, it's everything they could do back in the Haitian boat days to make it to Miami.
Right.
You know what I mean? Without dying.
Right.
So how are they getting there? It's a great question.
How are all those people getting there?
Right.
It's incredible.
Yeah, because we've had people from, you know, Romania,
all
Russia,
over
the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
How are they getting to Mexico? And we can't send them back because now that relationship is obviously devolved since, you know, and I keep hearing
now you have
that
a federal judge telling them that they can't use the excuse
right,
of
the
pandemic,
which is silly. But it just seems to me that, I don't know, that judge, what did you do? You learned something else about that judge. What else did he do?
Same,
that was
same judge that was in the Michael Flynn case.
Yeah, the Flynn case, yeah.
He's a Trump hater.
Sure.
And this started because Trump was also using that as an additional reason to lock it down even tighter.
Right.
Which is what countries do in a pandemic.
Right.
That's what all the other countries that are
getting
a much
not.
Better hold on this Delta variant
right.
are doing.
I just believe that Democrats look at this is a way to tip the scales to have Democrats in power for as far as the eye can see, because they say we'll give these people what they want and they will become loyal Democratic voters the rest of their lives.
I don't know.
I can't think of any other reason. Otherwise, it's just pure insanity, which I would tend to lean into that one. But
I'm sure there's a way they think they can manipulate it. But you would be amazed at how many hardworking people will come here and say, you are so blessed. What are you doing? And
right.
they want to work hard. And they don't want the government involved. That's what they were running from.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up being more conservative.
Right. Well, that's why he
we
said
can only
no to,
hope that, you know.
No to the Cubans that were trying to come, you know.
Right.
Because they tend to be freedom-loving folks.
To people in Mexico are like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've talked to them.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I do know that it's a big mess
it's
right
a huge
now.
Mess. Yeah.
That much we do know.
Mm-hmm.
We even have a story about Bill Maher, who traditionally is pretty liberal.
Yeah,
he got into it with Whoopi Goldberg about the Black National Anthem. We'll have to talk about that in a little bit.
Okay. In the meantime, let's go on the line with Bob. He's got an accident he wanted to report. Trucker Bob, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I just coming south here on 29, and there's a fender bender there just below the Kubota dealership on the northbound side. Got your left lane blocked right now. A Care Bear just got on scene. So you're going to have a little bit of a delay there. Right lane is open.
Okay. For all those that didn't follow CB radios like I did in the 70s, tell us what the Care Bear is.
Well, it's a deputy sheriff or a state trooper.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay.
I mean, I saw smoking the bandit.
When you're helping out people, they're called a Care Bear.
Okay.
Hmm. I thought maybe that was...
As opposed to the traffic bear that's going to pull you over.
Right, I was going to say...
Or a diesel bear that's one of inspects trucks.
I was going to say, what are they when they're pulling you over, Bob? Can you say that on the air?
No, I'd rather not divulge that information.
Hey, thank you for the report. Be safe out there.
Hey, have a great day, people.
You too. Take care. Trucker Bob.
That's funny.
Checking in. So
they were doing a thing on Impractical Jokers where they were talking about cartoons. They were pitching
right.
cartoons to a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe's was I Can't Bears.
Oh, I Can't Bears.
And they're like, that just seems so negative. What,
right.
what about people that's going to make them feel bad? And he's like, I got a bear for that.
<Jeez. I'm> like,
he ended up winning, by the way.
Yeah.
The world is full of I Can't Bears right now. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I did find some video of Bill Maher. I'll have to listen to it during the break because you never know what might pop out of Bill's mouth because it is cable. I think he's on HBO, right?
Put it yeah.
With its show. So I don't want a word to slip through that I'll get in trouble for later. So we'll take a look at that during the news break. In the meantime, write our phone numbers down. 866-916-3776. That's toll-free anywhere. 434-534-8500 works as well. Or you can text Janet on her text line, 434-248-0704. It's the Morning Jam. We're so glad that you're here on this Monday morning.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark
on the Virginia Talk Radio Network. The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
On Friday night's Real Time with Bill Maher, he claimed that the division in America is coming from a misguided attempt at inclusion. That's having the opposite effect. Take a look.
I saw last night on the football game, Alicia Keys sang Lift Every Voice and Sing, which now I hear is called the Black National Anthem. Now, maybe we should get rid of our national anthem, but I think we should have one national anthem. I think when you go down a road where you're having two different national anthems, colleges sometimes now have, many of them have different graduation ceremonies for black and white, separate dorms. This is what I mean, segregation. You've inverted the idea. We're going back to that under a different name.
There you go, Bill Maher. So and
apparently she disagreed with
Oh, yeah. She's back here talking about it, you know, and anyway, we won't let their go back and forth go here, but I would agree with him. And they're fighting this war over the airwaves and Twitter. And this is one of those times that I'm siding with Bill. I don't know if I'd ever side with Whoopi with some of the left wing stuff that she has come up with. But as an actress, I sort of like her and some of the things that she's done.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. Maher has been one that has stayed true
yep.
to himself,
mm-hmm.
Even when it's not popular
right.
with his cohorts.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good about, you know, kind of standing his ground. And it's difficult. Nobody likes to be beat up by the people that they like.
Yeah, sure.
And they I've gotten that some because I'm pro-vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I think people should get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, it makes some people mad.
Right.
I'm not saying you should be mandated to have the vaccine. I'm saying that if there's a way that you can have it and you're healthy enough to have it, and you know, you can protect yourself and your family. But I've gotten some nasty grams from that.
Sure.
So, and
sure.
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's
Everybody's got to meet their own, come to peace with it. I just don't want people I love getting COVID and dying from it. And
right.
I see it happening.
Well, and I shared
sad.
In the first hour that, you know, just over the weekend, I found out about four more people that I know and care about that have gotten COVID. And to my knowledge, at least two of them haven't been vaccinated. The other two I'm not so sure about. I just don't want, I want to see them have this unmanageable fight on their hands because for some folks, obviously, it's fatal.
Right.
And these are all older folks. You know, we had the story that CBS reporting, and it's national news story now that Pfizer talking about five and older, working on those studies and hoping by the end of the year they've done their clinical testing, and it's apparently positive. So that's going to be a whole nother fight at a different level that I think we're going to see when it comes to school systems requiring, you know, vaccines because it's been approved, maybe not by the FDA, but of course, the FDA approved Pfizer, what, just 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So we, a lot of us got the vaccine, literally tens of millions of us did. And I would think that, and because I get the videos sent to me about certain people dying from the vaccine, and I'm not discounting those. I just think if it was rampant, we would know it. They can't hide it if it's rampant. People are dying or having severe
reactions.
Yeah. And I mean multiple people, because when they, if you look at any clinical study that's been done on a major drug, you know, just watch the TV commercials. Could be fatal, you know, depending on, you know, if you got Crohn's disease or whatever the drug is.
Well, now I have a friend side effects who can be fatal. Would love to get the vaccine, but they can't get any. They've got something that they can't get any
vaccines.
Their immune
system doesn't allow it, yeah.
So that would be really scary.
Sure.
And I think that's even more reason to, if you can. As it is now, though, you know, you're having to start wearing masks just about everywhere.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Whether you have your little card or not.
Right. Yeah.
So, and it seems like it's such a hot mess now. Nobody knows.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's going on as far as the boosters and the rollout of that.
Yeah, that got a negative hit over the weekend.
Well, I mean, it's hard to know what they're trying to communicate because they're not really communicating.
They're not singing from the same hymn book,
no,
it would appear.
Which is very unusual.
Yeah, it is, because
for them,
that's one of the statements that you will use about the Democratic Party, is that they all sing from the same hymn book. Even if it's one of their own that's tainted by a story, they all rally around that individual.
Right.
So, yeah, it is government's really mucked this one up pretty bad.
Well, and then you had Ted Cruz saying yesterday that this whole vaccine mandate for private businesses, he says that thing's designed to fail and was just to distract from
Afghanistan. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. He's.
And yeah, it does make you wonder. He says they want to change the topic from Afghanistan.
Sure.
That's why he did this, when he did this. The vaccine mandate will be struck down in court, he says. They know it. But the president is defying the law because he wanted the press to start defending him and stop talking about the disasters and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And he's counting on a bunch of big businesses in particular forcing their employees to comply before the matter is, before the order is struck down. And he says every policy decision by Biden, foreign and domestic, has been driven by pure politics.
Yeah, agreed.
So,
Randy just texted in and says, please don't use the word hymn book and Democrats in the same sentence. I don't know what that's about, but
I don't know. It seems like they need to be opening up a hymn book,
yeah,
reading it, and then doing what it says.
Yeah.
So. What?
We have a little bit of audio of Ted Cruz talking about the $3.5 trillion bill and his take on that.
Pushing through this $5.5 trillion spending package, will they get it through? Will we see all of our taxes go higher as a result of all of this? They want to change the economy fundamentally with this green new economy.
Look, you are right. This is the Bernie Sanders budget. Bernie Sanders is a wide-eyed and admitted socialist. He says this is the most transformational bill in a generation. He means it. It is trillions in spending. It is trillions in new taxes. It is the Green New Deal. Everyone who pays taxes in America will see their taxes go up under this massive proposal. Individual taxes are going up. Corporate taxes are going up. Small business taxes are going up. Capital gains taxes are going up. The death tax is going up. Seniors are getting hammered. Farmers, ranchers, small businesses. It is disastrous. Whether it passes or not will depend on 50 Democrats in the Senate. Do they get Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to go along? I can tell you Chuck Schumer is putting a world of hurt and pressure on the two of them. I hope they stand their ground, that they have demonstrated some real courage so far, standing up to the crazies in their party. But you put your finger on what the White House is trying to do. They want to change the topic from Afghanistan. It's why Biden issued this completely illegal and unconstitutional vaccine mandate, because he wanted to change the topic from the disaster in Afghanistan. The vaccine mandate is going to be struck down in court. They know that, but the president is defying the law because he wanted the press to start defending him and stop talking about the disasters in Afghanistan.
You and Ted Cruz reading out of the same hymn book, apparently.
Well, Janet. That was the story I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And this is all political.
Yeah.
All of it is.
That's you hate to think that. But it is.
But it has been since the very first day he went into office.
Right. Yeah.
Some of the things that he did.
Yeah, Pompeo was interviewed over the weekend talking about that very thing, that these are calculated political moves. He doesn't understand why, you know, he's doing these moves. You know, I have a hard time sometimes believing those that say, look, they want to destroy America so they can rebuild it the way they want it to be.
There's not going to be anything left to build with.
Well, there's days that I watch what's going on and I'm thinking maybe they do want to destroy the country and rebuild it. I know Obama said, you know, he wanted to basically do that. He couched it in such a way that it sounded good. He transform the country, you know. And it's ironic that Joe Biden will be the one that does it. Here, I thought it was going to happen under 8 years of Obama. But I can tell you, the folks pushing Joe Biden are on a lot faster track than Obama ever was. So, Obama did transform healthcare. He ruined that. And then everything got ratcheted back because America had a reaction to that. We can only hope that something's going to happen in 22.
Currently, we have 70 degrees in Bedford and Lynchburg, 72 in Roanoke, Danville, and in Salem.
We talked about it earlier. Cooler temperatures to finish off the week.
Mm-hmm.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm loving it.
It's pretty great.
I can't do it as good as Jim Gaffigan does. But anyway, Amherst County Schools, just days after Amherst County Public School officials pleaded with parents to stop sending their sick kids to class, the Virginia Department of Health reported 75 cases of COVID at the district area there. Students returned to in-person learning last Monday. Nearly 200 cases of COVID shut the schools down in the previous week. So, again, as of Friday, 75 cases at the Amherst County Schools. We're going to see how that plays out and what they decide to do.
Do not send your sick children to school.
Yeah.
If you're sick, don't go to work.
Yep. Supposed to meet with a friend this weekend, and he said, hey, I woke up with a sore throat and achy and kind of not feeling good. I said, good.
Nope.
I love you, man, but stay home.
That's right. We could have a nice FaceTime chat.
That's right.
One person was treated for smoke inhalation after a Saturday morning house fire broke out in Danville. According to the Danville Fire Department, crews responded to Hughes Street Saturday morning shortly before 5:15 a.m. When they arrived, they found a medium one-story home with fire extending from the rear of the house. Personnel quickly began to attack the fire inside the home while another crew entered the home to search for additional fire and for the occupants, all of which who were found safely outside. The department said the fire was over by around 6:20 and completely under control by after 7 o'clock. They say the bedroom sustained heavy fire, and they do believe that the fire was the result of careless handling of candles.
Hmm. Wow.
Burn the house to the ground.
Yeah.
So be careful with those.
We have a chance to do something this November. It hasn't been done since 2009. Democrats and even some beleaguered Republicans have decided that our state is blue. Well, hello, where you been? It's been that way for a while. It was purple for a very, very short time, kind of like a very short fall that only lasts for a couple of days, and then you're right into winter. Anyway, and the this state...
More like a bruise.
Well, that's a great way to put it. The color-coded areas of our state show blue And that's mostly in Northern Virginia and mm-hmm. in little pockets here and there, like over in Richmond and Norfolk and such. But there is a strong military vote over in those areas that help balance it out. The state is not monolithic, and this year may offer an opportunity for Republicans finally to capture the governor's mansion for the first time since 2009. Let's hope and pray that that does happen, and maybe Youngkin can turn the tide of what's been happening in our state, because it's not only become blue, Janet, as we've talked about it, we're like blue, almost like California blue. And I heard a statement over the weekend which just made me shudder. You know, we've got Newsom out there who, you know, he won his recall fight, and he was saying, we're so proud of California, we want to do in the rest of the country what we've done here because California leads the way for the rest of the United States. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm finding a new country, I think.
Well, I have to tell you, even with the dismal leadership we've had through Northam,
right?
Fortunately, we are not following California's cues. Our job rates show that. Unemployment rate fell to 4.0% in August, and the labor force expanded. Data shows that the number of employed residents rose with an increase of 13,228 people. So we are, you know, starting to come back now. Hopefully, this Delta variant's not gonna stop that or impact it. But our rates are better than much of the country. Certainly better than California.
Yeah.
But Newsom almost single-handedly shut those businesses down.
Oh yeah, and they'll never come back.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them.
I was watching a show. It's a show I watch. I've mentioned it before, Guy's Grocery Games. And he was playing with some of the celebrity chefs.
Okay.
Well, a lot of their stores, because they're in California, a lot of their restaurants have been shut down.
Right.
I mean, they haven't been getting paychecks either. And Antonia LaFossa won the, I guess, the little prize. There was like a little extra something that she had won for winning the round. And he gave her a little bag. And he's like, you can fill up this bag with anything from the store. And she's like, oh, I haven't bought nice olive oil or spices in so long. She was, I mean, she's a pretty famous chef.
Yeah.
And their restaurants and their people are hurting.
Sure.
Lots of times you see them, you know, playing. That's what they're playing for. Is that, but she was picking really expensive olive oil, and she'd gone to the spice rack. She was cleaning them out. He may have regretted that decision later.
Well.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
Wow.
He likes her.
So we've got the Pfizer drug being tested, what's been tested on children 5 to 11. And it says that it's showing safe and robust antibodies for children between those ages. I'm just wondering, you know, what your thoughts are. The trial included more than 2,000 kids, and they're claiming that it's safe. Just wondering what you see. Kind of open up your crystal ball there, Miss Janet. What do you see as far as kids getting the vaccine? I know there's some parents that will be right there in line, ready to give their kids.
Well,
and then,
I know a lot of people whose kids have had the vaccine, and they've done beautifully because they're kids, and they're usually pretty resilient that way. Honestly, I feel like our children are the most vulnerable with it, because we see it in the schools, because you've got some parents sending their kids to school sick. Kids are not gonna keep the mask on properly.
Right.
They're not going to socially distance like they should.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a part of me, this is probably a vaccine that I would have encouraged my kids to get. I mean, they're old enough now that they have to make that decision on their own.
Sure.
It probably is. The only thing that makes me hesitate is, you know, will it have any impact on like women, like the girls, the little girls, mm-hmm. fertility, that kind right. of thing. So I worry about that a little bit.
Yeah.
But they say it won't.
Yeah. So. Well, I know we've had some COVID births. People that were vaccinated have already, mm-hmm. and it can't be a lot because the vaccine hasn't been out there
right.
long enough for us to have a big test of that kind of, you know, fashion of women getting pregnant.
But now Dr. Kathy said here on the air one time with Medical Mondays mm-hmm. is that you kind of get a twofer with the moms. Mm-hmm. That it inoculates the mom and the baby.
Oh, and the baby. Oh, so it's passed down through the DNA and all that stuff.
So.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to find
out.
Well,
I'm just wondering if Joe keeps going in the direction that he's going for mandates and things like that, will he mandate that kids get the vaccine if they to be able to attend public schools? I think if he does that, that's going to backfire. I just feel like that will backfire, just like some of this is already beginning to backfire. I mean, you got people that are in the medical field that have taken a stand. I remember those 117 at one of the Methodist colleges or Methodist hospitals. I believe it was in Kentucky or Tennessee or somewhere. And they all chose to lose their job, you know. And
yeah, that's interesting because after talking with some of my friends, and I don't really understand
mm-hmm.
unless they just didn't want to work in those conditions
right
anymore. I don't know.
It would seem that people in the medical field would have a good grasp on the vaccine. I know my wife studied it before,
and so that's why a lot of people will use that. Well, they wouldn't get it,
right?
And they quit their jobs for it.
Exactly.
So a lot of people use that as justification.
Yeah, and they're in the healthcare; they would know better than anybody. And
right.
And it would seem that way.
Just but ignore the 90% of the healthcare people that did get it.
Right.
That's fine. Oh Lord, let's cook and stop talking about this for a while.
Let's go back to some stability.
Right.
And that's food.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by your friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they're the area's only locally family-owned independent grocery store. You can go by and see Todd and the crew today. That meat department will take care of any special order you have. And they're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. And you can always get a beautiful chuck roast there. And that's what we're using today is
Lovely.
Chuck roast to make beef barbacoa. Mmm. Yum, yum, yum. This is what you're going to do. You're going to start by taking a can of chipotle chilies. You want the entire can. They're small cans. You're going to put that over into your crock pot. With some onion and garlic, soy sauce, Worcestershire sauce, the juice of a lime, a little bit of sugar, oregano, cumin, paprika, salt, and pepper. Then you're going to mix all that together, and then you're going to add in a chuck roast that you've cut into cubes. Toss it right into that seasoning and mix it all around. Then you're going to turn that crock pot on and let it cook on low for 6 to 8 hours or high for 3 to 4 hours. And you'll know it's done when the meat is just falling apart. Mm. Then you're going to transfer that meat to a big bowl, use 2 forks and shred it. And then you're going to put some of the juices from the crock pot back into it. And I like to broil it under the broiler before I put it into corn tortillas serve it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great over rice. Over the corn tortillas, you could do it and even in a salad if you like. Mm-hmm. If I was using it in a salad, I would probably leave it out more, not put it back in into the sauce. But it is a delicious way to prepare a chuck roast, which as a rule is one of my kids' favorites. Mm. But if I fix it this way,
right.
They like it a lot. You want to see the recipe? Check it out by going to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll see this recipe and all the recipes that we share, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, sweeten things up with Duncan Hines Cake Mix, 99 cents. Duncan Hines Frosting, $2 for $3. Save on Family Pack Chicken Pies, 85 cents a pound. Family Pack Pork Spare Ribs are $1.39 a pound. And Family Pack Bone-In Pork Chops, $1.99 a pound. Local Peaches are $1.29 a pound. Join the VIP Savings Club. Text FL Market to 833-605-1804 for Text Club exclusive deals and flash sales. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Sooner or later, love is going to catch up. Sooner or later, girl, you got to give in. Sooner or later.
8:51. I mentioned to Janet during that break, what if we had a COVID-free Tuesday? Now, our news packages that come from Roanoke and WDBJ7 and CBS, they're going to talk about it. But what would it look like if we didn't talk about COVID tomorrow? Huh. Could we pull it off?
Huh.
Is there enough news out there that's not COVID-related in some way?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It might be an interesting...
We might be playing a lot of music beds.
Have a little buzzer every time. I'm sorry, you said COVID. I'm sorry. No. See, as long as we didn't talk about schools,
right,
workplaces, politics, health care. Yeah, we're really running low on... there's not a whole lot out there. That's right. We're sorry. You can't talk about that. Hey, let me ask you this.
Yes.
This doesn't have anything to do with COVID.
Okay.
When was the last time you used a phone booth? And I'm talking...
the kind you close
phone
with
phone booth,
the...
go in,
yeah,
it's got the little folded
little door.
And
yeah,
then you... and yeah, all glassed in phone booth.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I remember using
20
one
years ago, maybe.
Yeah. Residents of a small Colorado town are pleading for the return of their phone booth. It served as the centerpiece of a public park. Cope residents said the phone booth was a major landmark for the town.
Okay.
For like 50 years. The town of 56 people.
Oh, gee. Wow.
Excuse me. Can't you just go door to door and find out
people
who has it? I mean, go back and look in Bubba's yard. It's probably back there. The booth and its is in its functioning years originally sat outside a Conoco gas station, but later became an ornamental feature of the Memorial Park.
Oh, wow.
When the station closed.
Mm-hmm.
The residents said the booth didn't have phone service, but often drew travelers who liked to pose for photos.
Mm-hmm.
I see that.
Mm-hmm.
We never hooked it up because the cost, well, like you say, everybody's got their cell phones today.
Sure.
Payne, president of the Cope Recreational Club, was the one that was interviewed. Residents said the theft has been reported to the Washington County Sheriff's Office. I know it's just a novelty, but it's sad that someone would take our little phone booth. We thought it was a significant piece of our town's history.
Sure.
You'd think somebody would have seen that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, what? Probably was done at night. You know,
I don't know. I don't know if I could. I struggled using phone booths.
Mm-hmm.
When I was traveling a lot, when I was still in high school, nobody had a cell phone.
Right.
Then. And the only way I could talk to mom and daddy was to use a cell phone or to use a payphone.
Yeah.
And it creeped me out. I did not like using them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like touching them. I would wipe. I had my little baby wipes, and I would wipe everything down, and it just absolutely, boof. I mean, how many people use those cell phones?
Sure.
You know.
Well, they've got this thing called the Poppin' Pod. Have you seen these?
Excuse me?
It's called a Poppin' Pod.
A Poppin' Pod.
Yeah. It's an office phone booth. They sell for about $5,000. so you can like be in a airport or whatever and get privacy. And it's based on the old phone book, although they're a lot more modern looking, and it looks like they have carpeted inside to deaden the sound and stuff. It's called a poppin' pod. Modern office pod. You can get one with a soundproof. I was going to say sunroof.
Now, I've seen little pods like that for moms and grandmas at the ball field to keep them warm and keep the wind and the rain off of them. I've seen that. Is it kind of like, no, it's not that.
No, it's because
those are pretty cheap.
Yeah, these are square looking devices. They got a little shelf built in, that kind of thing. Yeah, this one in the middle looks like it's got a charging station.
That just seems a bit excessive and bulky to carry around. I mean, isn't that what a bathroom stall's for?
That's true.
I mean, I've heard a lot of people, I was going to say doing business, but I mean, conducting.
I'm not sure. What
conducting
do you mean?
Conducting business.
Yes, yes.
Because it's a little disturbing.
Yeah. I like the old...
I worked with stockbrokers, and my office was beside the bathroom, and I would hear these full-blown conversations. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Geez.
Sounds like Lyndon Johnson. He did a lot of his business
There's a lot of people who never stop, but that's why cell phones are the filthiest things around, probably.
Former president would call the TV stations. If CBS had a bad report on the Johnson administration... He'd cuss him out. He'd be sitting on the bathroom. You'd hear the toilet flush in the background.
Nice.
I mean.
Because they didn't have a mute button back then.
That's right.
So there you go. He wasn't aware of that. Jay says, do they have phone booths anymore? Occasionally you'll see one.
Yeah.
You'll sometimes see a phone booth.
Mm-hmm.
And probably in other countries, I guess they still have them. I don't know.
I used to use the one we called it Peebo's. It was the Exxon station. You could pull up to it, but I'll be darned if they just used the normal length cord. So you literally almost had to hit the thing if you wanted a call from inside your car,
A drive up?
Yeah,
you could pull
your car up to it and call because it was at that level. And anyways, you'd have to get super close and lean out your window. Like, yeah, okay, I can barely hear you. Yeah, it's because I'm stretching the cord as far as it'll go.
Did you have the long cord when you were a kid?
Yes, and it always got tangled up and stuff. I thought they were cool,
I was so excited when we got the really long cord because I could walk all through the house. My mother, not so excited.
Yeah, because wrapped around door jams.
Well, I never stopped walking.
Oh, so it would get tangled up
I never just sat and talked.
So was it a three-tangle conversation or a four-tangle conversation?
It was pretty tangled.
Did you twiddle it around in your finger, too? Did you ever mess with that?
No, I was a pacer.
You were a pacer. Okay.
I walked.
Wrap it around my finger and then have to untangle it, And you had the wall-mounted phones that were, 5.5 feet. And, of course, those long cords were so long when they got stretched.
Right.
They're literally dragging the ground when you hang the phone up. Originally, they weren't that long, but they get stretched over time.
Mm-hmm, that's true. So everybody's talking about going green. Green initiatives.
Okay.
Thai taxis are going green.
Thai taxis. How are they going green?
Well, you might think they're going electric.
Wookie.
But they're not.
Hmm.
They are putting gardens on the roofs of the cabs.
Gardens, like tomato plants or something?
So they have cabs idled by the coronavirus crisis, and they're serving as small vegetable plots.
Huh.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
So they got a picture of a couple?
But it seems to be working. Oh, you can look it up. You can see the Thai taxi cab gardens.
Thai taxi cab gardens.
So, yeah. The idled Thai taxis are going green with mini gardens on the car roofs.
Now, a way to figure out to get those gardens to fuel the engine. Now, that would be a trick.
That would be something. Well, at least they have some purpose. Hope it's not going to damage the car.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at them.
Tomatoes, cucumbers, string beans.
Wow.
All right.
Taxi? No, I really wanted a tomato.
Yeah, that's right. Does a cucumber come with this trip? Maybe
not.
I'm
not sure.
We'll be back tomorrow, guys. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are. Make today awesome in the meantime. Terrific Tuesday is tomorrow.
You're listening to the Virginia Talk Radio Network, 100.9 WIQO Forest.